today we focus on a theme from the Old Testament reading, and we're going to call it Christmas, a telling story. Now, I think many of us know what the word telling means, to tell a story, of course. But there's another definition or meaning of the word telling, and that is basically to emphasize or to make a striking or revealing effect, to be potent or to be compelling. Anyway, that's what we're going to look at here with the gospel message, the good news about Christmas. It's a telling story in both ways. Let me just start off by saying the birth of Jesus is a telling story. And think of all the telling that was going on. God told Adam and Eve. The prophets told the people. The angel Gabriel told Mary. The angel of the Lord told Joseph. Mary told Elizabeth. Elizabeth told Zechariah. Joseph told the innkeepers. Angels told the shepherds. Shepherds told all they met. The Holy Spirit told Simeon a while later. And now the Rome. Excuse me. Now the star told Magi. Magi told Herod. King Herod told the teachers of the law, Then the teachers of the law went back to the Magi and explained things to them and what they knew. Then the Magi likely told many people from the region where they came from, the east. Now the Bible told me, as well as my parents, my pastors, Sunday school teachers, I told my children, and now I'm telling you the story. So, it's a telling story. We tell the story of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And no doubt about it, we should be telling the story of Jesus Christ. But did you notice that on December 26th, the day after Christmas, all of a sudden, hardly anyone was saying Merry Christmas, right? All of a sudden, Christmas was gone. The music that we had heard for almost 2 months, Christmas carols, Christmas music, for 2 solid months, all of a sudden, December 26th, in most cases, was gone. No more Christmas. No such thing as the 12 days of Christmas out there that the church oftentimes encourages. But now, why? What happened there? In my experience, also, there's not even store clerks, no one's saying Merry Christmas at all, it seems now, that Christmas is over. The reality, though, is for us as Christians, Christmas is not over. Christmas continues. We worship God because He sent His Son Jesus into our world. And so, it's definitely the story about Christmas is something to be told and retold and retold. Well, we first have to know what that story is to tell the story, right? And so in the Old Testament, and we're doing using the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 63. In the Old Testament, we need to remember that oral communication was very much precise and careful. They didn't have a lot of reading materials. They didn't have a lot of papyrus or paper or vellum, or animal skins to write stuff. So, basically, in the ancient world, they learned to communicate orally in a very precise and careful way. There was usually a storyteller in a family or in a tribe that would tell the stories and then train the people to know those stories, and that's how they transmitted information. They didn't have written stories. The stories were all verbal. We hear these stories. In fact, so well that in many cases, a story that was started centuries earlier would pretty much be the same exact story centuries later, because they were so careful in sharing stories. Unlike us today, we're focused on story books, aren't we? We have them written down, have a podcast, or whatever it is. We have some other resource. Telling stories is not done by as many people. But to remember a story, we need to look at oftentimes its background or the past. And so that's what God did with his story in Isaiah chapter 63 here. He looks at what he had done in the past to prepare in order to give salvation to people old, promising the Savior that would come in the future. In our text in Isaiah 63, it talks about remember the days of old, remember the days of Moses. Well, in the days of Moses, God was bringing salvation to his people who were oppressed. They were slaves in Egypt. He rescued them through bringing the people through, of course, the Red Sea, which opened up for the Israelites. They passed through a dry ground. But then when the Egyptian army came through, Moses put his staff down, the waters drowned the entire Egyptian army. That was the salvation that God brought in the Old Testament, a very clear and memorable one for the people of Israel. But also, so we need to know some of the background of the story to understand it. But then, of course, it talks about that same, the gospel message, really, earlier in Isaiah 63, verses 8 and 9. It says, God says, surely they are my people. Children will not feel falsely. Now, there was an adjustment that God had made there because, of course, of sin. But then it says, and he became their Savior. Here in the Old Testament, 700 years before Jesus ever was born, we hear God became the Savior for his people. And it mentions what Jesus Christ would do. It says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. He would be just like you and me. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Well, now, we look at days of old, as we look at from now back to the Old Testament times, but we can also look at the days of old from the perspective of when Jesus comes again in glory. And then everything that preceded in human history becomes the days of old that's mentioned here in Isaiah chapter 63. So that background is there for us. And so it's important for us to know the story, to be able to tell it, to know its background, and to share that with other people. As we share a story, the story continues. Let me ask you a question now. How many times have we heard the story about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem? Well, take your age, multiply that by 2 or 3, or 10. Okay, that's a whole lot of times you've heard the Christmas story, right? Now, compare that with how many times you told the Christmas story to somebody. Is it as high as your age? Is it double your age, the number of times you've told the story? Triple, 10 times, whatever? I think we can recognize rather quickly, we've heard the story of Jesus and his love, God sending his son Jesus at Christmas. We've heard that an awful lot more than we told it. And that's why we're talking about the Christmas story as a telling story. We know the story. We review the story, it's important for us to tell it. And the second thing we need to realize about this telling story is that it is important that it be personal. It needs to be connected to what we are in our lives. The story of God's grace is a personal. God so loved the world, but of course God so loved you and you and you and me. God saved us as individuals. God wants to be our personal Savior. He just doesn't want to be someone who we say, yes, we heard about his birth announcement in Luke chapter 2. He wants us to know why we needed salvation. He wants us to know how he saved you and why he wanted to save you. All these things are part of the story. And our personal story, you know, isn't the prettiest or most glamorous of stories. Isaiah remembered that also about God's people. God's people, as it says here, were false to God, they rebelled against God. And just think about it for us. We don't always stay strong in our relationship with God. We have problems with sin and walking away from God at times and not trusting Him as we should. So the Israelites were almost like a condemned criminal waiting to die, and they were saying, mercy, have mercy. And God says to them through Isaiah, remember the promises, remember your promises, Lord, to us. Don't forget your love to us. Save us. And then as a part of that, we personalize that story. Is that story is for our benefit and those we love. Yes, we deserve that, we know that, because of our sins. So Jesus went through hell's punishment so we could have heaven. Jesus lived for us and suffered and died for us so that we might have life eternal with him forevermore. So we should praise him and sing and share his story. Praise him for all of his acts in our lives, his salvation acts, his helping activity, especially the gift of salvation for us and for our world. But then we're also supposed to look as we said, we look to the background of the story, but we also look back and forward as well when we look at the story. These are the last days of 2019. And how often do we see that now? We have all sorts of television shows and radio broadcasts that look back to all the important events of this past year. Tragedies, good things, movie stars that have died, the wars that have been won by people, things like that. Sports wars, things like that. Well, also, we have something to look back for. As a church, one thing, we can look back at our story here at Trinity and recognizing that, for instance, the people in the community know us as the church that has the living nativity. I talk to people at the hospital, and when they find out I might be connected with the Trinity here, they say, oh, that's the thing about the church that has the living nativity, right? People in the community know that that's our witness. That's our telling the story to our community. Also, there's a feeding support we do for the folks, children in age, school age. We support that because there are some people that know us as that's the church where they do that. And also, we have many Bible classes in the homes, small groups, which, of course, small groups, they study God's Word, and then they talk about it, and they keep it all to themselves. They never tell anyone else, right? They go home and never tell anyone else. Well, as we have a Bible class, a Bible study, we discover things, and we want to share that with people outside the group. That's part of what our story is as a church. By remembering God's faithfulness, his compassion, and his salvation, we find motivation for telling everyone what he has done. Consider the shepherds, for instance. The shepherds were not trained theologians. They were not, in fact, they were not very special people, except for the fact that they kept the lambs in the Bethlehem area. This is a prime place for the lambs to be purchased that would be given as sacrifices. So these shepherds were very careful to make sure that their sheep were very much unblemished so they could be used in the temple sacrifices. But still, they'd spend all their time, pretty much all their time, with the sheep. They couldn't go into town and have a good time on the weekend. They spent all their time with the sheep to make sure those sheep were going to be presentable for the sacrifice. But what happens? God determines that they should be the first ones to know about what's happening in Bethlehem. And so we know the story about the shepherds, that the angel came to them and said, I give you good tidings and great joy for all the people. And all the people started with those lowly shepherds. There was no accounts in the wilderness that no one even realized was around until they brought the lamb to the sacrifice. They couldn't help but spread the word. Notice how that story goes. They couldn't help but everyone they saw, they told the story. They knew what God had done for them, and they wanted to share that with other people. They returned to their work in their homes, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as they said, were just as they had been told by the shepherds. So we also have a great story to tell. You and I can see not only the gift of Jesus as the Savior of the world at Christmas time, but we can see all the rest of God's plans and actions in our lives. Even those beyond the Bible who read the Bible stories, we can also see how God has worked in our individual lives. There was a time when I had no thought to be a chaplain. There's a time earlier than that, by about 20, 25 years, I had no idea that I'd ever become a pastor. But God worked that out in my life, and I praise God that He did that. And He continues to open my eyes to see other things that He's doing in my life. And that's something that when we should look at our story and recognize what God has done, we can see how He's going to be working in our lives today and into the future. Now, we might say that, well, we don't have a master's degree in education. We don't have the training to tell stories well. Well, as it turns out, the Master, Jesus Christ, can communicate using us. In fact, He has chosen only to use human beings to share the gospel. He didn't say He's going to have angels do it. He did at one point that with the shepherds, but now He uses people like you and me. That's His choice. Sometimes we don't understand it. We think angels, several million angels might do a better job than we would. But think about it. Who better to tell a story than someone who's in the same place as we are, another person like us? And that's what God and Jesus has in mind. He can naturally tell the story to us, not only in our words, but also in our lives and in our childlike faith. Who did the Master use in the first case to tell the story? Well, he used sinners and saints. He used angels and archangels. He used uneducated shepherds and unsuspecting merchants. He used the rich, the poor, teenagers and teachers, relatives and strangers. He used His creation as well as His life-creating word, His Son Jesus. And so isn't that telling us that the story is very important and exciting to share? So let us then remember, the story that you give and told again and again is the story for us to tell others. And I challenge you to share that story with someone this week. I won't ask you to do it in February. But now, consider the opportunities of sharing about Jesus and His love, where a baby was born to die, and you didn't tell about it. That's one way of starting a little bit of interest there. Let's repent of our failure to talk about Jesus, and then let's also rejoice as we see in our lives of faith that the Spirit is causing us to know our Savior's story and to share our Savior's story so that it flows from our lives as well as our lips, and we find joy and urgency in telling everyone what He has done. We have a great story to tell, and Christmas is a telling story. Amen.